The easiest and the hardest parts of being you use are the same. No creed, no set of faith beliefs to which we all must agree. The inclusiveness of that is infectious. So why is it hard? Because we need to find something to hold us together. We're a community, of course, and we do that part really well. As a group, we are open, caring, and right here when you need us. But what about when we have to think as a group and make decisions? Potluck casseroles may help us bond, but they don't help us govern ourselves. What does? Covenant does. There are lots of synonyms for covenant. Agreement, bond, contract, assurance, engagement, pledge, bargain, and promise. The big thing to remember about all these words is that every one of them is something reciprocal. We covenant together for a reason, to make spiritual growth and community outreach belong to all of us rather than some of us. We all say the same affirmation every Sunday, but that tells people listening to it more than it tells us how to do all that questioning, questing, dwelling, together, serving, and growing. We say that we affirm and covenant all these things with each other and for the world around us. But how does that work? There's a joke about promises to a close friend that gives us a start. A dying man gives each of his best friends, a lawyer, a doctor, and a clergyman, an envelope containing $25,000 in cash to be placed in his coffin. A week later, the man dies, and the friends each place an envelope in the coffin. Several months later, the clergyman confesses that he only put $10,000 in the envelope and sent the rest to a mission in South America. The doctor confesses that in his envelope, there was only $8,000 because he donated to a medical charity. The lawyer is outraged. "I am the only one who kept my promise to our dying friend. I want you both to know that the envelope I placed in that coffin contained my own personal check for the entire $25,000. So why did I tell you this joke about three people who have $25,000 and a friend in common? Because it tells us that promises are elastic in the way they are kept, and that honoring the intentions of one person isn't always a matter of being honest. This joke isn't about whether the $75,000 ended up in a coffin or about the desire of the doctor and the clergyman to skim off some to help others. It's about the integrity of personal giving and about the ways people make and keep commitments and about the need to define motives. You knew when I started that the lawyer would be the butt of the joke. You didn't even cringe when the doctor and clergyman were less than honest about the way they kept their promises. You only laughed about the lawyer because he was self-serving. Obviously, the three professional men did not have a covenant with each other. They only had a covenant or a promise with the deceased. UUCM is the opposite. The covenant comes first. We are here for each other, for the future of this congregation, and for the good of the larger community. Before we even make a decision about buying property, putting on community suppers, or promising a young couple that we will help them nurture their child in a loving community, we have intentionally chosen to be part of a community. If someone gave UUCM $25,000 to use as we thought best, we'd spend far more time on discussing what to do than any of the three men in the joke did. The promise we make to each other to embrace this community, live its values as a group, listen to each other, ask questions about most everything, and hope together for more than what touches us individually That's what bonds us. We operate out of good intentions and shared responsibility as much as we celebrate together out of love. What gives us a framework for our shared journey and responsibilities? Our principles.
Our seven ethical principles, the seven promises that we make to each other, are more about how we will strive to be in relationship with one another and with the earth than they are a set of instructions and beliefs. You'll see them printed on the back of your order of service. Yep, there they are. We say we, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to affirm and promote respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. What would happen if we add the tagline, beginning with our church community, as if we were adding between the sheets to our fortune cookie advice? If we practice all of our principles, beginning with our church community, it brings them from lofty philosophy to right home and personal. It's good to remember that what we do individually and in community impacts the collective whole. As Chief Seattle famously said, what we do to the web, we do to ourselves. All things are connected. This is a spiritual truth as well as an ecological truth. Feeling powerless to affect peace in our troubled world? Be at peace. That peace will ripple out and create closer, peaceful connection for all. Viewing our lives and our actions with the awareness that we are a part of a larger web of energy offers comfort, hope, and caring for all parts of the web. We covenant to affirm and promote the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Some have referred to this principle, the sixth principle, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, as the Superman principle, straight out of the halls of justice. When everywhere we look, we can see war, oppression, and injustice. Where do we start? As the saying goes, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. We can be the peace that we want to see. We can practice compassion and justice in our relationships here. We can trust that our every small act of compassion will ripple out along the interconnecting web and have far-reaching impact that we may never know. Add our tagline, beginning with our church community, and we find a place to start chewing away at that great big elephant. When we make good on our promise to promote peace and justice right here in our local community, we can then reach out to the larger community with a single voice that has the integrity of promises kept to each other. We covenant to affirm and promote the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process. This principle starts by affirming each individual's right to think and believe in accordance with their own inner guidance without any external force dictating what we should believe. A UU congregation has no hierarchy beyond itself to say what we should believe, who we should hire as our minister, or how we should form our worship. With this inalienable UU right comes the responsibility to participate in the democratic process that guides the governance of our church. As UUs, we're called upon not just to cultivate our own inner divinity, but to trust the inner divinity of our fellow congregants. In the words of the early UU reformist minister and transcendentalist, Theodore Parker, Democracy means not I am as good as you are, but you are as good as I am. My connection with the sacred is only as precious as my willingness to acknowledge the same connection in others. In this church community, we acknowledge that people are humans, and conflict may be unavoidable. Our opening hymn is from a poem by Rumi, "Come, come, whoever you are, come yet again, come." But there's a preamble to that poem by Rumi that's not in the hymn. Though you've broken your vows 1,000 times, though you've broken your vows 1,000 times, come yet again, come. Though you've broken your vows 1,000 times, we promise to be open to forgiveness, to listen, to assume your good intentions, and to use the democratic process to navigate our community through the changes that may come. We promise to affirm and promote a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. At the beginning of our service, we said, whoever you are and wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. Here you will find no creed and no preset system of beliefs to create a boundary that might exclude you. Here you may find yourself sitting next to a Buddhist, a Christian, a rational humanist, or a child of Gaia. In the words of Horace Greeley, I believe God's truth is higher, wider, deeper, and longer than all our creeds, and includes what is best in each of them. Which brings us to the next principle. We covenant to affirm and promote acceptance of one another and encouragement of spiritual growth. In this church community, we respect everyone's church for spirit, everyone's search for spiritual wholeness. Here we have humanists and theists, Christians and Jews, Buddhists, pagans, atheists, and agnostics. My own religious path has wound through the Methodist Church of my childhood, through Native American healing circles, Siddha Yoga ashrams, world sacred chant recordings, and Wiccan ceremonies. And finding the presence of the divine in all of the above, I was thrilled to discover Unitarian Universalism, where I could keep them all. As a candidate for ordination as an interfaith minister at the Tree of Life Interfaith Seminary, I continue to explore and experience the divine in different forms and different faiths. The common threads of the world's faith traditions and the connection to the sacred that is enhanced by all spiritual practices calls me to honor each path and recognize the unity that is enriched by all. We covenant to affirm and promote justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. When we promote justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, we are basically living the golden rule. That rule is expressed almost word for word in all the major faiths. Buddha called it the sum of all righteousness. Muhammad referred to it as the noblest expression of religion. Jesus said, "This is the law and the prophets." Rabbi Hillel stated in the Talmud that it is the whole of the Torah, and the remainder is but commentary. When we see ourselves in each other and promote each other's goals and needs as though they were our own, then the possibility of a world of peace and justice does seem attainable. The children's version of this principle is treat people fairly and kindly. And that's what it all boils down to, doesn't it? Be kind. Be kind. We covenant to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. In the Siddha Yoga Ashram, there are signs above the doors reminding us that God dwells within you as you. Many spiritual traditions ask that we see God in everyone. Adding that tagline, beginning with our church community, may be the easiest part of this directive. We often have to work a bit harder when we expand our sight to encompass every person, even those who are violent, even those who don't recycle. A Southern Baptist sitting next to a UU on a plane said, "I heard that you deny the divinity of Jesus." "No," replied the UU, "we don't deny the divinity of anyone." Seeing God in everyone brings us full circle in our principles to respect for the interdependent web of life. If all beings are connected, then of course each being is precious. Each person's unique gifts are precisely what is needed to complete a grand cosmic tapestry. We cannot see the whole design, but the colors we contribute are essential to the beauty of the whole. Forgive us. When the battery is dying in the sound box on the guitar, it makes terrible noises. Sorry about that. Our seven principles have been stated here as seven promises. Seven principles can be easily agreed with and forgotten, but seven promises, that can sound like a commitment. What if we fall short? What if we fail to see John Smith's inherent worth and dignity and listen respectfully to him because he can be so annoying? What if I let down my community? They say that 80% of success in any endeavor is just showing up. So maybe we can just make the commitment to just be here for each other. Just show up. With the intention of honoring our promise to live by our common principles, we're not perfect. It's okay. If we miss the mark here and there, like the hymn says, we forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love. We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love. Our worship here will begin again with our full congregation next week with our annual water communion ceremony. Members will be bringing waters, wet or virtual, representing meaningful places and experiences from their summers apart. The waters will be gathered in a communal bowl to be used in other ceremonies throughout the year. As we make our individual offerings to the whole, we will also bring our individual promise to this community, knowing that whatever we bring will be accepted with great appreciation, respect, and love.
Bill Schultz was president of the UUA from 1985 to 1993 and has been executive director of Amnesty International USA. If you look in the back of the gray hymnal, you'll see that he has written an affirmation that is different from the one we say each week. His is, "This is the mission of our faith, to teach the fragile art of hospitality, to revere both the critical mind and the generous heart, to prove that diversity need not mean divisiveness, and to witness to all that we must hold the whole world in our hands." I really like this affirmation because it speaks to what makes covenant so important. Every UU congregation is filled with people who enjoy the freedom to be unique in thought, feelings, outreach, and social connection. Every one of the reasons UU congregations work is that they attract those who are alike in spirit, but probably different in their approach to loving, problem solving, and action. Mostly, we believe what we believe and don't let that separate us. We are open-minded, intelligent, generous, determined to be together, and protective of others and the world we live in. That's why Bill Schultz gets it right in the object of our devotion. What's interesting is the verbs he gives us to live it out: teach, revere, prove, witness. These verbs are key to making covenant or bonding a success when people are so individual. It's how we go about it as much as what it's about. We can only know how to welcome others if we've learned the skill and can teach it as well as live it. We can only respect the best that others have in them, no matter what their beliefs or politics, if we listen to them more than we praise or criticize their positions. And we can only advocate and protect the world and its inhabitants if we bear witness to our values and listen to those of other groups, regardless of their assumptions about what's worthy or their assumptions about us. We don't have to agree to be willing to have dialogue. You can't broaden understanding if you aren't willing to teach, revere, prove, and witness what we believe in and bring it to how we operate in the world. That's why building covenant at home is so important. So when we assemble to have a community conversation or meeting, we bring all of this acceptance, commitment, and witness to the table. Yes, we talk it all to death. Thank goodness we feel so comfortable about doing that. We couldn't do that if our covenant weren't anchored in respect and caring. So as we begin a new year together, let's be thankful that as issues come up, and they always do, we have a bond that helps us understand that our community is deeper than the seeming weightiness of problems like the age of this building, the always nerve-wracking budget, or the constant tension between what's important right now and what will be important 5 years from now. We'll be together. We'll talk about it. We'll be respectful of each other, and we'll let a solid covenant keep our community strong and vital. Things change. They always do. But a well-maintained covenant has kept this church open since the 1870s. All we need to do is trust that. Keep the light on. And will you join in our final hymn, Gather the Spirit, number 347 in the Gray Hymnal.